My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here at Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number three, and always enjoy having my next guest with me. He is a member of Newsbusters, MRC, and censorship is... it's not censorship, it's censor track, right? Did I say that right, Michael?
Yes.
Censor
yep.
track, yeah. Censor track. And I, by the way, I sent you guys another update. Facebook had hit me with a temporary something. I'm not sure what you want to call it, but it was basically a deal where they said you can't. Oh, I know what it was. They said you can't share your account with anybody. We won't let you add any new friends or share anything with anybody, because I don't even know why. They didn't really tell me why. They just censored me. Did you get that email over the weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we have it up here on censortrack.org, Chosen Generation, August 19th, 2022, Facebook. And our entry says Facebook restricted the Chosen Generation Radio Show's page, according to screenshots. In the screenshots, Facebook claimed the account could not invite friends to like the page, quote, because this page went against our community standards. We've temporarily limited what actions you can take, is what the notice said. Of course, it's unclear what specific post triggered the restriction. And when we reached out to Facebook, they didn't respond. They didn't provide comment when we reached out.
Nothing at all. No comment whatsoever. So All I can say is I'm getting stripes on my shoulder here, right? I'm getting little bars on my shoulder. I got the LinkedIn bar, I got the Twitter bar, and that Facebook bar keeps showing up. I don't know what the deal is, but this is what they do, Michael. They go after you. A lot of times in a very nondescript way, they just kind of blanket you and say, oh, you violated our community standards. We're not going to tell you how. We're not going to tell you what you did. We're just going to tell you, you violated our community standards, and therefore we're going to, you know, create certain havoc for you.
Well, look, and you're absolutely right about that. Big tech is out there censoring people. We have 4,286 documented cases of censorship on censortrack.org alone. And in the first two quarters of 2022, that's 195 million times that people had information kept from them. We call that secondhand censorship. And that's just quarter one and quarter two of 2022 alone. So the point there being, anytime someone gets censored, it doesn't just affect the targeted person or the person that was targeted for censorship. It also affects the followers. That's the secondhand censorship effect. And again, that was 195 million times that people were affected, with censorship and kept from seeing messages from people like you and other conservatives and Christians and free thinkers all across the United States and around the world.
And it seems as though they're ramping up. I mean, at one point we thought maybe we were making a dent with regards to some of this, but Michael, it seems to me that they're becoming more aggressive. Twitter for a minute kind of backed off, and then all of a sudden now they've just gone absolutely full bore. Has that been your experience and what you guys are seeing?
Well, and I think we talked about this a little bit last week. In fact, that does seem to be what's going on, and of course we're coming up on the midterm 2022 elections here. And so no surprise, rehashing 2020 all over again, it seems. Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok all put up sort of election, quote-unquote, or so-called misinformation policy guidelines that they're ramping up censorship on accounts that talk about things that they censored in the past, like in 2020. So And MRC actually put out a survey that said, or showed rather, that big tech and big media together stole the 2020 election by suppressing information that people could have otherwise seen on social media or have heard about on legacy media. But they didn't cover it, or they censored people that were talking about it.
Now, it's interesting, this is kind of an aside, but I guess it's along the same lines when we're talking about big tech and social media here. You guys have an article by Joseph Vasquez, August 23rd, 2022, whistleblower exposes Twitter for lying about spam bots. A former Twitter executive just blew the whistle against the big tech platform for allegedly ignoring serious cybersecurity problems and apparently misleading prospective owner Elon Musk on spam bots. The complaint, which both outlets reported, was sent to Congress and other federal agencies, warned about extreme egregious deficiencies in its defense against hackers, as well as its meager efforts to fight spam. So in other words, that Twitter lied in it when it said that they didn't have a bot problem. This whistleblower is saying, yes, we know that there was a bot problem, and in fact, you know, we were sort of half haphazardly addressing the fact that we knew that we were being cyberbotted. Is that am I capturing the essence of what I'm seeing here?
Well, right. So what's interesting here is this whistleblower is obviously calling out Twitter and suggesting that they are lying. At least that's the allegation about the spam bot accounts. And what's interesting about that is this is what Elon Musk actually had called Twitter out for repeatedly on the platform, trying to get accurate information from Twitter,
right,
from the head Parag Agrawal. And he had complained actually that he was not getting accurate information, and this seems to confirm what Elon Musk was concerned about, if indeed what the whistleblower here is saying is true. And so it adds an interesting wrinkle in the ongoing legal battle that Elon Musk is having with the platform. I'm sure your readers or your viewers are aware.
Right.
Musk is still in the process of trying to acquire Twitter. And there for a while, he said, well, maybe I don't want it because they're not being upfront about how many bot counts spam bots there are on the platform.
Right. Right. Well, and again, the sad part about all of this is that, you know, you have a situation where it's very possible. I mean, the spam bots are what are driving the viral tweets and storylines. And I mean, culture is certainly impacted and shifted by these kinds of viral both tweets as well as Facebook posts, which is a big part of the reason why Twitter was having so much of an issue with President Trump, right? Because President Trump's tweets were addressing issues and people were paying attention to what he tweeted and saying, hey, yeah, what about that false story or that false narrative? And he was literally blowing things up with his tweets. And they couldn't, even with their bots, they couldn't maintain control of narratives.
Well, look, you know, Trump obviously had one of the most popular accounts on Twitter while he was allowed to be on the platform. He had over 90 million plus followers on the platform before he was kicked off. And he tweeted an average of 18 times a day, and that's according to some of the research that we have done here at MRC Free Speech America. You know, what's interesting about it, too, is when he was actually censored, his 90 million plus followers had information kept from them. And if we had tracked Trump during Q1 and Q2 of this year for secondhand censorship, it would have been over a billion times that individuals using the platform, just Twitter, had information kept from them. Yeah. Over a billion. Just Trump. And so, you know, truly astounding stuff what big tech is doing, keeping information from the American people and from those around the globe.
It's really something else. It's really something else. I know you sent me some stories, and we'll get into a couple of those here in just a minute. There's also a story out Texas. It's called the Texas Minute, Texas Scorecard. But I don't know if you caught this or not. There's a church in Houston, First Christian Church of Katy, part of the Disciples of Christ denomination. They're hosting a gathering on September 24th. Everybody probably wants to send their kids to it. It's for drag queens. They're gonna have drag queens there at the church, Michael, and they've invited everybody. And it's they call it family friendly up until 8:30, and then at 8:30 it becomes not family friendly anymore. I'm not even sure what that's supposed to mean. And ladies and gentlemen, this is in the church. In the church. It's not the bar now, you know. It's not, of course, the public library, bad enough, right? But this is actually in the church, Michael.
Wow. I mean, what do you say other than wow?
That's about it. It's like, wow, okay, there you go. But you know, mainstream media would look at this and they would treat this and they would say, well, what's the big deal? You know, no big deal, nothing to see here. Instead of saying something along the lines of, I don't know. I mean, to me, this is a pretty big deal. The churches are going to have drag queens for entertainment. All right, let's talk about some of the things that that you sent me. One of them, Yelp is flagging crisis pregnancy centers for not killing babies. I am not even sure how to process that tag. Michael, help me out.
Well, look, you know, a lot of these big tech companies, post-Roe, actually took a side, you know, believe it or not. And Yelp definitely chose a side. It was an early entry into the Moloch list. That's a list that we put out here at MRC. you know, they were paying for travel costs for employees who live in less bloodthirsty states. That's according to Matt Philbin, who wrote the article on this story. But as reported by Axios, Yelp is putting warnings on listings for crisis pregnancy centers. And as of yesterday, it's adding consumer notices to both faith-based and non-faith-based crisis pregnancy centers, noting that they, quote, provide limited medical services and may not have licensed medical professionals on site. Axios said that crisis pregnancy centers do not offer abortion services, and then that's somehow a problem.
That's a problem. We don't want you not killing babies, mm-hmm. because and we'll get into this when we come back. We don't want them killed because, or we want them killed. I don't know. I'm not sure how this is going to balance out. So they want to murder the babies, but if you do decide to have your kid, then we want to chip them. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. What I'm about to say is in no way connected to MRC or Newsbusters or Free Speech America or CensorTrack. This is Pastor Greg speaking. And I don't know, you know, whatever networks. But let me just say this. So Sean Few, who many of you know, the worship leader who has been leading praise gatherings and revivals all across the country, he ran for office in California. He didn't win. He should have won. I wish that he had won, but God had a bigger plan for him, and I'm glad that he did. But Sean's not afraid to speak the truth. When Disney World decided to support the sodomy of children, which they continue to support and endorse and push, Sean Few put together worship concerts at their gates to make people aware and to say, no, we're going to take a stand. Sean retweeted Ron DeSantis' tweet, which says this: you got to be ready for battle, so put on the full armor of God. Take a stand against the left schemes. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. You will face fire from flaming arrows, but the shield of faith will protect you. I agree with every word in that message. God TV called Sean Few blasphemous for posting Ron DeSantis' tweet. Shame on God TV. God TV, remember, supported the satanic release of the Todd Bentley adulterous drunk affair, and had their own issues with adultery and pedophilia, and has absolutely no clue about God or the Bible or what's really going on in America. Makes me sick. All right. Michael, we're talking about, we talked about Yelp. We talked about, did we talk about Mozilla? Privacy warnings for period and pregnancy tracker apps?
Worried, it seems, about privacy. They weren't so worried about privacy, these big tech companies on the left, when it came to COVID-19 tracking. But all of a sudden, you know, now that Roe v. Wade has been overturned, oh my goodness, look out. We have to protect people that are trying to kill their children. Mozilla actually said that it reviewed 25 period and pregnancy tracker apps and warned that 18 of the 25 apps have opaque privacy protection. The apps have a warning label of privacy not included. According to the privacy not included team from Mozilla, quote, companies collecting personal and sensitive health information need to be extra diligent when it comes to the privacy and security of personal information they collect, especially now in our post Roe v. Wade world in the United States. Unfortunately, too many are not. This is frightening. That's according to Jim Colt Schreiter, the lead of Mozilla's Privacy Not Included team. Crazy, crazy juxtaposition. On the left is all of a sudden concerned about privacy, but again, didn't seem overly concerned during the COVID-19 contact tracing era.
Yeah, it's just more evidence, right? More evidence that, whether it's the platforms themselves or social media or whoever, but it's just more evidence that these entities are all about, they want to be the ones that decide for you what you hear. They want to be the ones that decide for you what you don't hear. It's all about censorship and really, that's what we've got going on and about media, hiding and putting forward and manipulating. We had Sam Faddis on earlier in the program, former CIA, and he was talking about how, the intelligence agencies use these news outlets to leak information and to put out propaganda that they want out there. And we're certainly, I think it's being exposed, Michael. And I think, you guys are doing a great job at Newsbusters and free speech. That's why, I partnered with Dan Gaynor for so many years and now with you, and MRC, because you guys do such a great job of bringing these kinds of stories to the surface and helping people to see how mainstream media is trying to manage the narrative of free speech in America.
Yeah, look, and I just want to give a shout out here. The Babylon Bee CEO, Seth Dillon, you were talking about certain people that were speaking truth, truth to power and having a voice earlier. And he actually went on the Joe Rogan Experience talking about a difficult issue, abortion. The Babylon Bee is actually a Free Speech Alliance member, and that's led by the Media Research Center. And anyway, Joe Rogan brought up the notion of abortion on his show, and Seth Dillon, just one amazing comment after another on the pro-life cause. He said, once life has begun, I don't think you can draw lines. I would lay it out like this. I would say it is wrong to intentionally kill an innocent human life. Abortion intentionally kills an innocent human life. Therefore, abortion is wrong. And then later when he was asked about, well, what about situations with rape? What about some of these other outlier situations? And Dillon said, I don't think two wrongs make a right. I don't think murder fixes a rape.
Right.
This notion that abortion is health care,
it isn't.
It's not right.
Yep.
It's not right at all.
Amen.
And he hit one ball out of the park after another in that interview. And, good for him. And an excellent spokesperson for the Babylon Bee and a member of the Free Speech Alliance with MRC Free Speech America.
Well, I gotta get connected with that Free Speech Alliance. We've been doing that here for a long time. I gotta figure out how to join that club. Michael Morris has been my guest. Newsbusters, Free Speech America, censortrack.org. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Reverend Clenard Childress, www.blackgenocide.org, and we'll talk about the abortion issue, the drag queens, the church, and a little bit more about this whole Sean Fuchs issue coming up as well. Coming up with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. We are waiting for the arrival, but he will be with us shortly. Let's see. I'm just going to text him to let him know. But we are expecting here momentarily Reverend Clenard Childress will be with us. Reverend Clenard Childress, Jr., and he is the founder of www.blackgenocide.org. Blackgenocide.org. And it is always a pleasure to have him join me. And I'm going to tell you, he has been, he's one of the people that has been an inspiration to me. I have talked about blackgenocide.org literally the entire time that I've been on the program. And the tie-in for me, because there were three things God told me to talk about when I talk about the program. Welcome, Reverend. It's great to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
So there were three things that God gave me to talk about: Islam, the homosexual agenda, and secular humanism. Obviously, as a minister, the homosexual agenda, but all of those things are important to us as ministers to address the truth of what they are and the lies that are perpetrated out there. but in particular the issue of secular humanism, because secular humanism is where the whole Darwinian concept rests. The idea that we are not created by God, that we somehow crawled up out of the swamp, that we are, just another form of animal, or maybe even in some instances in the minds of some of these individuals, less than the animal. We are the problem. This is what has been being taught to our children now, and I'll never forget, we homeschooled our kids. And then due to my illness and so forth, we ended up having to put them into school in junior high, our two oldest. And my eldest daughter in particular was in biology class, and the teacher began to talk about, he actually was quite dramatic. He would jump up on the desk and talk about, you know, how we were, animals and Darwinian and all this stuff. And she would yell out that she would say, evolution is a theory. She'd yell that out. Evolution is a theory. And she started doing that at the very beginning. Now, mind you, she's a freshman in high school, but she is bold enough to say, evolution is a theory. And, of course, he would try to address it and this and that, and they'd go back and forth. But by the middle of the year, she had nearly every kid in that class. When he would mention Darwin or evolution, they would immediately say, it's a theory. So much so. Yeah, it was great. So much so that when her brother, who was 2 years younger than her, showed up in his class 2 years later, he pulled him aside and said, now, I know it's a theory and I will say that, but you don't need to. Which was really funny. And very quickly, one day, he was late coming home. And I got home from the office about 5:30, 6 o'clock. And he still hadn't come home from school. And they got out at 3, and it wasn't an after-school program. My wife had called around to all of his friends, and we couldn't figure out where he was. We were a little bit concerned about where he was at. So I ended up going over to the school and going in and looking around over there, and went into the classroom of this teacher. And lo and behold, there was my son, a ninth grader, having a conversation with this biology professor. And I'll never forget, the professor said to me, he said, you know, I have to tell you, your son has almost convinced me that there's a God and that creationism debunks evolution. Almost convinced me, which is pretty doggone cool.
That's awesome, and that's certainly something that you should deeply be proud of.
Well, my wife is the one. I'm going to give her the kudos, because my wife is the one that was doing, a lot of that homeschool teaching, and she did an incredible job of leading him. But go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, and we need more of that, indeed, unquestionably. But he had the blessing of being home for a while, and those seeds were sown. And I say to all the pastors and leaders, Sunday school has never been more important than it is right now. And we need to revamp, we need to reset, we need to recognize that right now, as it stands right now, it is so much up to the church to reinforce God's word. Hopefully we can reinforce what the parents would want. Sometimes you can't. Mm-hmm. Certainly we got to recognize that the judgment begins at the house of God. And what is God going to say to us who were in charge of mentoring, teaching, imputing his word, his counsel into those images, those beings created in his image, if we drop the ball or fail to do so, or yield or compromise? I am stunned at the pastors who feel that they should not challenge the state. And right now you're seeing unquestionably this spirit of the Antichrist. I would have to just to say what it is. They are claiming to be God. The state is God. And we are to submit. We are to relinquish any rights, any privileges, any freedoms not only us as parents, but certainly the children, and they're to comply. And right now, we have to put up probably the greatest fight of our lives. They didn't have to worry about this in the Revolutionary War, the Civil War. Everybody recognized God for who he was. But right now, the state wants to be God, and it doesn't want the word, it doesn't want the scripture, it doesn't want the Judeo-Christian ethic being taught or any way recognized as a guide for our children. And we're up against it. We certainly are up against it here in New Jersey. And fortunately, we do have laws that say that if any teaching that is contrary to conscience or religious beliefs, we can remove our children. And many of the parents don't know that. So I'm having a service September 4th here in the city of Newark, trying to reach out to parents and let them know that they have to resist this damnable heresy, this abomination that is being attempted to be indoctrinate our children.
Well, and it has been successful. When you look at the statistics that indicate that, you know, between the ages of 18 and 25 now, that particular group, the Gen X is what they're referred to as, I guess, these days, but anywhere between 20 and 40% of them are identifying under the banner of an LGBTQ, lesbian, sodomite, bisexual, which is part sodomite, transgender, or queer. And it's, again, you know, the other reason why we're seeing, and there's a church in Houston that on September 24th is going to be hosting a drag queen event at the church. And we saw just recently that there was a drag queen event at a church where the drag queen paraded down in the middle of the Sunday service and marched right up to the podium, welcomed by the pastor. Something else too that is bothersome to me, and this just came across my desk, and that is Sean Fuke is being called out by God TV as being blasphemous for posting this tweet that Ron DeSantis put out. You gotta be ready for battle. So put on the full armor of God. Take a stand against the left's schemes. Stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around your waist. Your face, you will face fire from flaming arrows, but the shield of faith will protect you. And God TV said that invoking that is blasphemous because, well, we need to be nice to our enemies. We can't be calling our enemies out. I would remind God TV that in John chapter 6, Jesus referred to the Sadducees and the Pharisees as sons of Satan. I would remind that the, you know, God, go ahead, brother, go ahead.
No, that's exactly where I was going. Unquestionably, the two churches in the book of Revelation that received no rebuke from God were able to handle exactly what you're saying. What do you mean? He said to those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews or who say they are Christians and they are not, they're launching a platform from the church, basically demonizing, indoctrinating, and basically being false images of truth in the name of the church, doing exactly what you just mentioned, a drag queen in the church, or whatever, once again, the LGBT or any other, the abortion industry wants to say. I think it was Stacey Abrams that just made the comment, I studied this, the Bible supports abortion. That is abominable. That is disgraceful. And right now, she feels she can comfortably say that without the church coming back at her.
Because they won't, yeah. That's where it's really bad.
That's the bad part. And you're right, unfortunately. I think we're making a comeback. I believe we're going to turn this thing. We're being forced, the pressure that's being put on the church right now to be salt and light. But you're going to have those of the synagogue of Satan.
Amen.
Okay. Yep. You're going to have those people.
We need to take a quick break, brother. We will be right back. Reverend Clenard Childress, blackgenocide.org. And we'll talk about, you know, this issue of life and how important it is that we are making that stand and making that statement. And there is nothing in Scripture that would justify the killing of an innocent child. Back right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And, you know, folks, these are incredibly serious issues. And especially when it comes to the disengagement of the church on these matters, the idea that we're going to suggest that the church shouldn't be engaged or shouldn't be involved, or that the only battle that we're fighting is esoterical in the realm of the spirit. But everybody else is, you know, handle with kit gloves. You know, I preached a sermon on Sunday, brother, about it is finished. And I tabled it. The biggest lie the church has been told is I'm a sinner saved by grace. Biggest lie. And I compared it to this, and then I'm going to throw this to you. I don't, because I want to get your thoughts in this, but AA, if you go to an AA meeting, you stand up and you say, "Hi, my name is, and I'm an alcoholic." And I don't care if you haven't touched a drop of liquor in 40 years, you still stand up and make that confession. The church, right? The church uses the confession. Well, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You know, I'm not going to be perfect until I get to heaven. I'm not going to be sinless. I'm not going to be holy. And they miss the fact that Jesus Christ told the woman, go and sin no more. They miss the fact that Jesus taught in the temple, don't sin. Don't sin. But they miss the fact that Jesus said, your sin died with me on the cross. Your old nature, the nature that loved darkness, the one described in John verses 3, 17 through 21, has been put to death. That's the good news of the gospel. That's what Billy Graham used to preach, and it ain't preached no more.
Yeah, we can resist sin. He says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. You will stumble and you may even fall, but no, you don't have to stay there. And certainly, you know, he said, be holy for I am holy. Meaning, you can do this.
Yes.
You can walk in righteousness. You can walk in the Spirit. And when we have this defeatist attitude and take and decree a declaration that God doesn't, by fruits of a man's or woman's lips, you are blessed. You cannot be walking in the negative and expect the positive. So we're grateful for the Lord for his work on the cross. We understand where we were. As I often say, he didn't leave me like he found me. He said, behold, a new person in Christ. They are a new creation.
Yeah.
All things passed away. Behold, all things become new. So,
say that again, Pastor.
Right now.
Old things do what?
they're becoming new.
Old things pass away. All of them.
Yes.
He says all of them.
And right now, to the first part of your premise, we're the only ones that can fight this battle right now.
Yeah.
We need patriots and those who are not surrendered to this wokeism to stand up, to be whistleblowers. Thank you for the 14 in the FBI that are coming forth. We have to appeal to the patriots, to the people of faith who are in government. Now's the time to be like Muhlenberg, take off the robe of the sissy, put on the army vest, and let's roll here, because there's so much at stake. But we are the only ones that can be engaged. And once again, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, Civil Rights Movement, it was outward engagement in the public square. And we have to be willing, you know, greater love than a man had than this, and one that would lay down his life for his friends. That it certainly could be the ultimate, but nevertheless, oftentimes it is the path. We cannot, what he said, they overcame the beast by the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of our testimony.
And they love not their lives unto death. Meaning, I'm not going to go into this worrying so much about losing my life. I'm coming in here to lay down my life. And we're not being foolish. We're not being zealous to the point that we're trying to invoke violence.
Right.
But we're not going to be moved at the threat of violence by those who are trying to intimidate. And that's what the was a couple of weeks ago. Complete intimidation. You had nothing on the man. So you want to tell anybody else who may help him, if we do this to him, we'll do this to you. I've never seen a political figure they're so afraid of and so intimidated by. I never thought I would see this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
I thought we've been raptured up and gone. I mean, they're busting into a previous president's home, and they were there 3 months before discussing certain things. This is all the
and they knew
federal agency.
Absolutely,
and we should be
incredibly concerned. And God TV is completely off base with what they're saying. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but we need to use these spiritual weapons along with being physically prepared for what may come. And do both. And God hasn't told us to just lay down our lives for these enemies and not defend our friends and not defend our families and not defend the only nation that has the light necessary to bring light into the world. That's why I want you to listen to this. At the end of the day, God is going to require of you and I, what did we do? This nation, founded as a Christian nation, founded by God, I believe the Spirit of God breathed into the men who wrote the Declaration of Independence, who wrote the Constitution of the United States of America, fit only for a godly and moral people, and we, the church, have abandoned our role, will be held to account for it, and we better get our act together. And God TV, I'm challenging you, you better change your position. Because you are going to be held accountable for your leading people into hell.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.